This episode is brought to you by BlueChew.com. That's blue like the color blue. BlueChew.com brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know they work. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use our special promo code TMS. Just pay $5 shipping.
Count it down.
It's going to be great.
Is it, though? Is it?
It's going to be great.
I mean, yes, it is. It's going to be great. Coming up on TMS, we have a special guest in the house and more on this episode of TMS, the morning version.
Jenny thinks that she has the key to popularity. Parking in cars with the boys at night. When Jerry brags about taking Ginny out, he learns that she dates all the boys, and he feels less important.
Oh, come on, kids.
The morning stream. My bumhole hurts. The morning stream.
Whoops. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to TMS. It is the morning stream for Monday, October 22nd, 2018. I'm Scott Johnson. Everyone, please welcome to the show, Kim Johnson. Hello.
Hello.
Do you prefer that or your full Kim Soans Johnson? What do you like?
I just want to go by Kim Johnson.
Oh, damn it. Hoping for some...
Some controversy.
Yeah, a little hot controversy in our long marriage where we haven't really had any. We don't have much controversy in our lives, do we?
Not really, no.
No. We're going to talk about some of that a little later.
Okay.
By the way, the one thing I seem to get from a lot of people, they always say, oh, how is your home life like what you presented as on the show? I'm like, yeah, it is. It's pretty much
absolutely
what you see is what you get. Would you agree?
Scott's the same person all the time.
Okay. So if that's true.
At the dinner table, you will hear the fart jokes.
Yeah.
Every possible thing, yes.
Every possible thing I'm making a fart joke.
You never know what you're going to get.
Yeah.
Which is what I feel like your listeners would say about you.
Yeah, but you know generally the range you're going to get, though, right? Like if I sit down to dinner with you guys and we're having beans, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to make a fart joke. That's what I do.
Yeah,
there's no getting
true.
Around it.
It's true.
So one of the things that people always claim I'm probably not being forthright about. So I'd like to clear that up here because you're here and you're
Let's
very...
Let's clarify
in
right
our,
now.
In our relationship, our family, our marriage, you're the one with the most... how do I put this? If there's a right thing to do, Kim will do it. And that means that she's not going to lie is what I'm trying to say. She's not a liar.
Okay. True.
So is it true or not that whenever, and it's happened a couple of times, whenever I receive a... naked fan photo, either via email, Snapchat, something like that, and it's happened. Don't ask me why. I look in the mirror too. I know. But anyway, when I get those, is it true or is it not true that the first thing I do is go,
Kim,
Kim, you gotta come see this. That's true, right?
I don't write down. I'm like, what is wrong? And he's like, you gotta see this.
Yeah, there's a naked
lady
on my screen,
totally
saying weird stuff to me. You remember that really, really, really white person that came from Canada? Do you remember that?
We don't want to body shame anyone. Come
on. No, it's fine if they're... Look, what? I don't want to be reverse racist here, but they were so white. I mean, you know, I'm just trying to... I just wanted to clear that up because I do get people who say, I don't believe you do that. I think you don't tell her.
He absolutely does that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course I do.
It's been, yeah, a couple of times where I'm like, what is going on? He's yelling down there. And then I'm like, oh, wait, he's yelling my name. So I go downstairs really fast thinking something's wrong, like he spilled something all over a keyboard or something, and he's like, you just got to see this.
Yeah, you got to see this naked person. And here's the other thing. One time I was on the toilet, and this is the truth. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And I only had 7 seconds because it's Snapchat, and so...
And it's a good thing I didn't have to run down a flight of stairs.
Right. Right. So I was like sitting there going, Kim, and you came running in there. And I think you only caught like a glimpse of it.
Then you really don't know what's going to be the problem.
Yeah.
Why he's yelling my name.
Yeah, while I'm on the can. anyway, yes, Kim's mic could use some gain. I'm going to put it up just a tad. Here, say something to people.
Say something.
Oh, that's
Is
more,
that way?
That's
okay,
more
that better?
Gainy. Yeah,
okay.
Very gainy.
Okay.
Anyway, so now you know the truth, everybody who didn't believe me.
And absolutely the truth.
Yeah, that's the total truth and nothing but. Now, here's the deal. You're like, wait, why is Kim on? If you weren't paying attention at all last week, well, then I understand. But if you did pay attention, you'd know that Brian Ibbett is on a bit of a trip. He's, that sounds wrong. He went on a trip. And he is
a bit of one.
He's in the upper, what do you call that up there, Vermont? What's the name of that? The West, East Coast? It's not a coast, though, is it? Does Vermont have water? I don't know what they do up there.
I don't know where he is. I didn't know about this.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. You don't know anything about any part of anything.
I got the, hey, you want to be on the show tomorrow? Okay.
Yeah. This was tomorrow, very late in the day. I said, Kim, I'm...
You mean yesterday.
Was it yesterday?
Yeah, not tomorrow.
Did I say tomorrow?
Yeah.
I'm a little out of it, to be honest. If I'm being honest,
it's Monday morning.
Well, it's not
just
that.
We all know how that feels.
I slept like a garbage monster. It was terrible. I had horrible sleep last night.
Did you toss and turn?
I don't know. You tell me.
I don't know. We have a Casper mattress. It's really comfortable, and I don't feel it.
Yeah, and we were... that's true. It doesn't really move much
it
when one of
move
us moves.
It's like just foam.
You like it, though, when I pull those sheets all the way down.
Yes,
though.
And pull them all the way off of me. It's great.
Yeah.
He is a blanket hog.
I'm a blanket hog.
In case anyone needed the clarification on that one.
Do you all know that? Did you guys know I was a blanket hog? I'll bet that's never come up on the show before. So
probably
look, already,
I would hope not.
Already with Kim on the show, we've got brand new stuff leaking out of the Johnson household. Anyway, what was my point there? I forgot. Oh, so
Brian's
out of town. Right, he's in Vermont / I don't know, other states out there where you get like lobster and stuff. That's the whole area he's in. Maine,
that
maybe.
Sounds good.
Might be Maine. I don't know. I put up a picture yesterday eating a claw, so I can tell he's already having a good time. But And I heard from him this morning. We were going to try to maybe do a quick call on the road and say howdy, but he has no connection. He says where he's at, so we shan't be trying that today, perhaps later in the week. But anyway, because he's on this family trip, seeing his dad and his new place out there and all that, Kim is here today. And having you here, honey, is great, but I'm a little...
Wait, there's a butt?
There's a butt. There's definitely a butt. It's sitting right here. I'm a little worried that I'm going to say something dumb today. Now, I say something dumb every day, but I'm worried I'm going to say something dumb that I shouldn't say, or I shouldn't leak about some extended family thing or something like that. So your job is to police this business and keep me on the narrow.
Has it ever been policed before?
No, but when you're not here, I don't actually know if I'm doing it or not. Do you know what I mean?
I think I can kind of hear through the house in the mornings. I only hear one side of the show, but
that's
I
true.
Usually hear your stories. And a couple of times I have come down here and said, that's not true.
Yeah. She'll come down and correct me. She'll say, no, we were here.
Wait a minute.
Or that was not him. That was her or whatever.
Yes.
Like she'll make corrections
happened.
And that's great. Although the poo bag story again,
oh my gosh,
no one believes the poo bag story.
I was there.
Kim was there for the poo bag story.
I was there cringing the whole time and thinking if she understood what I said, I would say something to her. But
right.
She was, yeah.
She didn't know.
She didn't know English.
No,
either.
She didn't know English.
The girl, the lady that it happened to.
The older lady. The daughter was fine. She understood English just fine. But
Scott's hand is just on top of the car with the dangling bag slapping her in the face. It
with
was just
hot,
like.
Hot poo in there. Too.
And she didn't say anything. Mm-hmm. I just couldn't.
No. She just took
it. I couldn't
it.
Believe it. So yeah, I was standing next to Scott. That is a true story.
True story.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Do you guys hear that? There's plenty
true
like those.
Story.
I'm trying to think of another one that no one ever believes me. they wouldn't believe me about the colonoscopy talk if you hadn't recorded it.
Oh, that was good.
Yeah. In fact, that Fletcher quote this morning was
she
based
was
on
really
that.
She was really pretty, and if I weren't married, she'd be the kind of girl I would date.
Is that what I said?
Yes.
Did we record that
yes.
part?
If I was in high school. I mean, you went on and on about her. I was like, wow, okay.
Maybe I haven't played that part. For the show, but yeah, I guess I was a little enamored with the nurse.
Esthetist.
How do you say it?
Esthetician. Esthetician? No,
that's not
it. Anesthesiologist.
The anesthesiologist. But don't they have a shortening? Like anesthetist. Anesthetist.
I don't think that's right. I don't believe you have that correct.
Well... Anyway, the nice thing about that particular event was that guy on Twitter lied has become a meme for the show, so people say it all the time. So if I say, oh, you guys, we're going to be late with the show by a half hour, inevitably I get 20 replies that say, that guy on Twitter lied. So well done, honey. You captured it. Lightning in a bottle. That's how that
there
went.
There you go.
Now, one other thing I was going to mention, people always ask. I mean, since we're here, we may as well address some
Let's
of these
just
issues.
Let's just get... all of it out. Let's
exactly.
do this. Clear the room.
People want to know how our book is coming, how that's coming along. And I always say, oh, it's just Kim. I'm waiting for her. She's just slacking.
That is a bald face lie.
It's not me. It's not you, is it?
It's not me.
It's all me.
Absolutely not me. We've written the thing. It's almost done.
Yeah, it's almost done. It's not me. Okay.
The writing's almost done. The art is not done.
No, and there's other, I mean, and there's editing and some additional stuff to be done. I mean, there's, it's but it, we're a lot further along than one might think. But yes, it is kind of waiting on me.
Yes, we are now, far along, but you are not waiting for me.
No, and I've never said that, actually. I made that up. But the chat room is saying, we know. You know, we knew the whole time it was you that was the holdup, and I'll cop to that. But I am excited about it. And now that we've got the third bun out of the high school oven, right?
I don't know if he would appreciate that at all.
Is that a phrase? I'm making all this up as I go.
I think that's a made up phrase.
Okay.
Yeah, he's graduated high school. They're all adults. We're now in just an advisory position. There's no because I said so. It's now. Because I need you to do that as an adult. Make the right decision and do this for me.
But well, don't you feel...
Only for Nick. The girls are fully...
They're fully formed organisms.
Well,
yeah.
They're doing their own thing.
Yeah.
They're still figuring it out. He's still trying to find the right job that he likes. He's still trying to figure out when he's going to go to college, things like that.
Mm-hmm. Still... I mean, Nick is basically in the... He'll never hear this, but he's in the mode that I was at his age. I was always about a year or two behind, it felt like, in terms of like my growth in whatever area you'd want to point at. So I always felt like when I was 17 or 18, I felt like I was 15 or 16. And I felt like I was like kind of going through the things then that I would have been going through 2 years prior. I guess they call that a late bloomer in some circles. I was definitely one of those.
I don't know if he's as much of a late bloomer. He's got a full-time job. He's working. He's, you know, going on dates. He's doing all the things. I mean, he wouldn't be working full-time in high school, so...
Yeah, that's true. Well, I mean,
he's doing really good.
Yeah, he's doing great. He's just still
trying to figure out what it is he wants to do.
Yeah, he's young. He's looking at the future and going, I don't know. And but we have faith that he'll figure all this stuff out.
He's young. He's 18. He's got plenty of time to figure it out.
But here's the important thing: the reason the time for the book is now is a few reasons. One, Kim and I are still young. We got married relatively young. Started having kids. 2 years after that?
Yep.
Which was still pretty young. I mean, you were...
I was 19 when we got married.
19,
Taylor
almost 20.
I was 21.
23, almost 24.
Yep.
Taylor was born when I was 25 or 6, something like
25.
That.
25, yep. Let's keep that straight.
Yeah.
Just kidding. It doesn't matter.
And that all felt normal to us. We didn't feel like we were starting early. This just felt like, oh, this is our life now. This is what we do. And we loved it. We loved those early years. They were great. The 90s, dude, the freaking mid to late 90s, awesome. Don't have a single complaint about the 90s. Loved that. Whole period.
It was great.
Little tiny kids. In fact, well, just two of them because Nick was born in 2000, but just little girls running around. And then you get the little boy in 2000 and he's a hoot. And then you got the whole three banger there where you got all three of them. And then... What?
Man-to-man to zone defense.
Yes, man-to-man. We went
3 years. It's great.
Oh, yeah, zone defense. That's what we had to play after Nick came.
Yeah.
That's true. So that all went great. But then you can't claim to be, I mean, I don't even think we still claim to be quote-unquote experts. There's nothing clinical about our expertise here. But I think we did all right. Nobody got pregnant. Nobody got anyone else pregnant.
There's nothing wrong with that. You're alienating people.
No, I'm just saying. I'm just saying
for
this.
For you, as a dad, you feel like that was the thing that...
That was really important to me, that my kids had a good...
They grew up before they were adults.
And that they understood those things so that they could make decisions that would not impact their lives negatively or come at a time that wasn't the right time. So right now, Taylor is pregnant. It's the right time. She wants to be pregnant. They've been married for what? They got married
years.
In 4 years. So she's having a baby, and it's happening in February, and it's awesome because we're not old yet, right?
Once again, you're alienating people that are grandparents that are a little bit older.
Listen, Gary's at work right now. He's not even listening. He's probably directing traffic down at the Disneyland. I don't know what's happening.
I love Gary.
Gary's
to go to Disneyland just to see him.
Gary's great. We may see him in Anaheim in a couple of weeks. We'll see. He's going to try, he says, to swing by.
Awesome.
Anyway, point is, what's the point? The point is that, the book...
The point is the book's coming.
The book's coming, and now's the time because, you know, like I said, we had to kind of finish cooking all the parts of the meal. And the final bread just came out of the oven. And he turned out good. He's a good kid.
He's
smart.
Kid.
He's helpful and kind, and he's all the things that you want. And The girls are great and couldn't be more proud of them. And so now I can, I feel confident now that the boy is out of that high school freaking minefield nightmare. I can like sit down and go, okay, I can finish this thing. So I'm happy
to
report.
That's what you were waiting for all along.
I was. I mean, not that I didn't trust that Nick would be fine. I just, it felt like we weren't finished. And so it would feel like we were not frauds, but we would be speaking to something we didn't have full knowledge of yet because we didn't have the full meal deal yet.
I get that. I get it.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
now you know, though. It still wasn't my fault that we didn't get it out yet. It's just waiting for some art.
Oh, it was never Kim's fault.
No.
No. It's just not
her
fault.
Let's clarify that now.
Yeah. Clarification, everybody. Actually, you once told, you taught me what clarifying, what do you call it? When you're making like a broth, you can clarify it. Now I don't remember how you do it.
Are you talking about clarified butter?
Oh, no, butter. That's what it is.
That's
butter.
That's what it is,
so
yes.
You as far as I knew, it was just melting butter down into like liquid form, but you said it's more than that.
Because it forms a little frothy thing on the top, and then you take that off, and then it's very clear.
Oh.
That's what it means by clarified, clear.
Oh, clear.
Yeah.
So then, but what's the point of it, though? Like, what do you need that clear for?
It depends on what you're making and what you need the butter. I mean, there's lots of recipes that call for clarified butter for the reason that it's clear.
Okay. How about when...
It doesn't have any of the milk fat left in it, so it doesn't have the white flecks in it.
What if I'm just trying to have toast? Do I need clarified butter?
No, you don't.
Okay.
I mean, you can, but you don't need it.
I don't need it. Okay, what if I've got lobster or crab and I'm dipping it in like a little bowl?
That's really good because it's all clarified. It doesn't have any milk left in it or the milk fat left in it, and so it's like... really runny and perfect for that.
Yeah. In my mind,
so good right now.
In my cartoon brain, I picture the butter after the process
clearing
going,
its throat going,
no, not
it's
even
very clarified.
That's gross. Not that. I was thinking at the end of it, he'd be like, oh, I understand now. You know?
He has clarity.
Yeah.
That's
the butter has clarity.
The butter has clarity. Okay.
Yeah. That boy needs therapy. That butter has clarity. All right.
Perfect.
Anyway, the book, it will be, that's our next thing, I think. I think once these cards are all shipped and done, and we got a confirmation that everybody was received what they got for this Kickstarter, I think that's our next thing. And how we're going to do it, I don't know. We could write it, just self-publish it, not worry about crowdfunding it. We could do, I don't know. We don't know what to do. We're thinking about it. But if you're a young parent out there, or an old parent, or a middle parent, and you got questions, and you think that maybe we have the answers, and maybe we do, maybe we don't, this is part of the problem, is I don't actually think I'm much good at things, but I think Kim's really good at things. So the goal here is to lasso her things she's good at, and then me illustrate them in funny, fun ways. Because the book is not like big, long chapters of... extensive text.
And this
with us.
Is how you do it.
No, we're not
step
doing
by
that.
No, it's a lot of. It's gonna be a lot of fun.
It's gonna be a lot of little tips, like
a lot of little stories of our own kids' goof ups.
Yep, like who's in charge of poop? Who's in charge of barf?
It's true. You'll have to wait to find out.
Oh yeah, you want to actually get chat room? You guys want to guess who's in charge of puke and who's in charge of barf or poop? Because
puke and barf.
Puke and barf. The Adventures of Puke and Barf. Tom, ask Tom. Whatever. Okay, chat room, if you guys guess who's in charge of what, and I'll tell you if you're right or not, because who knows. Yes, and we do have a big sign in the house that says, no making out or touching butts.
Yes, that is in the front room.
Yeah, I told Nick that last night on his way to his date.
It's on our list of Johnson family rules.
Yeah. The chat room says, I'm the poop man. Nope. I am the barf man.
Yeah, I can't do the barf.
She can't do the barf. It'll make her barf. The dog barfed this morning from rustling around too much right after she ate. It wasn't even much.
And I gagged while telling him, like, you need to get that.
It wasn't even any big deal either. She horked up like three pieces of kibble.
Well, it was more than that. And then Boomer decided to run in.
Oh, yeah. And then Boomer came and ate it, started eating it.
And I was dying.
Kim was already losing it. So, yeah, even with the dogs, it's hard. Kids, even worse. Like when Nick would just have his thing where he'd go, Dad, I don't feel so. He never even gets good out of his mouth before he'd barf.
Yeah, Carter, you had about 3 seconds.
Yeah. And so
I was little timing there.
And I'm in charge of that. I've always been, and I probably always will be. And
I mean, and that's when I yell, Scott! And he's like, I know exactly what that's about. Scott, get in here!
It's about something or someone has
someone
puked.
Has barfed.
Yeah. Aww. Not, she doesn't have someone in Canada sending a naked photo of themselves.
No one sent me any, and that's okay. Yeah, I'm okay with that.
None of those have made her.
I'm not asking
barf.
For any.
No, you don't want any of that, do you? No. All right, so I got a question for you that is unrelated to all of this, and that is that we are about to enter a season that I don't love. I love the holidays.
Is it the Hallmark season?
Yeah.
At our house?
Yeah. So Kim,
I love my movies.
I know you do. I know you do. So last year we went deep on this, and I was always telling people about what new one you were watching, and it always has like Dean Cain or freaking that red-haired chick from, I don't remember her name. You know who I mean. Like all these people, that's what they do now.
Yes,
they
had people sending me emails to make recommendations. Have you seen this one? Like it must have been discussed.
Yep. So all of these like washed up, overused, not doing anything else actors from like the 90s, this is what they do now. And you
love
it.
I don't know why. I do. It's like, it's part of the ritual of, it's now the end of November, all of December. This is what I do every weekend.
Kim said,
it's stupid, I know. I love it, though.
Jeannie in the chat, our number one mod, been here forever, been here since the show started, says that, tell her I love them, too.
Oh, see? Thank you, Jeannie.
Now, I don't mind that you love them. Like, I want you to love something and love it for on your own terms and forget about what I think. Like, I think that's great. You do that with me with a billion things. Like, hey, honey, I'm playing World of Warcraft. It's not like you're going, how do you stand that thing?
That's your thing.
That's my thing. And she lets me have these things. Well, this is a thing that you have, and I should be respectful of the thing you have and not give you too much heat for it. However...
Watching you guys walk into my room,
this is the
and
part.
Then turn around like, ugh.
This is the part I wanted to get to, because when especially Carter, but even if it's just me, if I'm in there and you're watching one of these horrendous freaking things.
Not horrendous.
I can't help but make commentary about it, because it's impossible for me to be quiet. I cannot do it. So I don't know. This is why this is a hard time of year for me, because I either need to put some headphones on or I need to like not be in the room. Otherwise, I can't help but go,
the worst
oh my
part
gosh.
Is when there's two of you and you start talking back and forth like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that happened. That's the stupidest thing I've ever seen. Oh yeah, that's what would happen. It's the whole time. And I'm like, shut up and get out.
Yeah. And then you always freak out like, get
this
out
is
of
my
the
one
room.
Thing. Get
yeah,
out of here.
This
you're
is my
say.
Thing. Get out of here. Yeah, exactly. So, I don't know how to feel about it, but we're starting it up. It's like, I don't
coming.
Have my watch.
It's coming, babe.
Yeah, what are we looking at here?
It's about the same time as the first snow.
Oh, well, that could be any time now.
Well, it's not November yet.
Yeah. Okay, so is it post-BlizzCon? Because you're going to BlizzCon with me.
It's usually post-BlizzCon.
Okay. Because Kim goes...
Because I have to rev up for BlizzCon, too, and there's so much to do ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
We're leaving the dogs and the kids, and everybody's going to be here, so I have way too much to worry about and do and get ready and plan for.
Yeah, and a lot of the family stuff this year for holiday stuff is either set and simple, or people are out of town, and so it's even simpler.
Yeah, we do it earlier in the season.
So we knock it out earlier. So that means, Alicia Witt, that's the lady's name. Thanks, Chad.
Oh my gosh.
That's the one, that redheaded, bug-eyed lady.
I don't think she would appreciate you saying
she's
that.
She's fine. I'm sure she's fine. I'm sure she's 100% fine, but in my world... All she is this person constantly in and out of love during the holidays.
Every year. Every damn year.
Every damn year. That's her. Alicia Witt is at the end of her wits. And this yet another holiday classic. So anyways. Oh, yeah. She was in Dune. She was a little kid in Dune. Anyway, she also had a really good turn on The Walking Dead. I thought her character on that a few seasons back was scary. Anyway, so chat room's reminding me, no mole talk. I have this tendency to point out people's physical differences.
Oh, yeah.
Including
Stop
my own.
That.
I know. I'm trying. I'm working on that.
Do you ever do that to me?
No.
In your own head?
No.
Okay.
No.
Just
you're,
checking.
You're the hot Betty I married to this day.
Good save. Nice.
I mean, I'd take you over 10 Alicia Witts and 2 Dean Cains. Anyways, so the point is, that's the point. I forgot what I was going to say there. Oh, we got to settle in. Yeah,
because
as soon as BlizzCon ends, we get home like on the 4th, and then all bets are off.
Like most of the Christmas shopping's already done.
Yeah,
so
she does it way ahead.
I do it way ahead.
Yeah.
I pride myself in not being the person on the weekend before Christmas to go to the mall, and I usually end up there anyway because Scott needs to go there.
Yeah,
because
I suck at this stuff. Seriously, I'm like week of Christmas.
He's like,
this
hey,
year.
Do you want to go for a ride to the mall? And I'm like, Oh, come on.
The mall. You're lucky if it's the mall. It's usually the Target up the road.
It depends on if you have my stocking that year. We do draw names for stockings.
Yeah.
Which is a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's a fun thing to do, by
the
way.
Now that the kids are adults, it's really fun.
Is it fun? I mean, was it ever?
It's really fun.
All right.
Get that in your head right now.
You still just put an orange in there, though.
Especially if you get my stocking. This is fun, Scott.
Is it?
We're going to draw that really soon, so you have plenty of time to think about it.
I'm in a Christmas mood now. quick studio note. People can't tell this, but Kim and I are in the same studio today, obviously, but she is completely blocked from my view. I can't see her at all, other than the camera. She has zero.
I hope he's dressed over there.
Oh, I'm completely 100% dressed, except for the pants. But she can't see me at all, except my legs, right?
I can't even see your legs.
See, I'm completely invisible to her, and so I don't know what that means. I just thought I'd, full disclosure, get that out there.
I don't know if he's making those crazy things with his fingers.
Well, you never know.
Oh, she's crazy.
But I'm really grateful that you're here. Thank you for sitting in.
Absolutely.
It's fun. This may be, she doesn't know this, but I was also doing a little bit of an experiment today. So chat room, this is our little secret. Don't tell Kim. but she, yes, it is messy behind her chat room because my kids are gross and they leave stuff everywhere.
Yeah, I know.
That'll be part of the book, trust me. Is because we don't want to let her in on this little secret, but this was like a test for, hey, what would a live couples cast talking about cooking and domestic things sound like? Like, could Kim and I do it without wanting to murder each other? So far, so good. So far, so good.
We'll I love that see. It's the domestic show.
The domestic show.
Well, with cooking and cleaning and things.
Well, not cleaning. Forget that. But like
you're talking about the crap behind me.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
And by the way, I'll get that cleaned up later.
Yeah, Kim will take care of that. Don't you worry. My kids have a maid. Her name is Kim. but we are going to do more cooking stuff, and we don't know what the form of that is yet. But Kim's an incredible cook, and there's no reason why we shouldn't get on the bandwagon of people streaming cooking things. So,
oh, thank you.
Yeah, we'll let you know. More jambalaya, please. That's all I ask for.
The hard part has been deciding how to show what I'm cooking or show what I've made. Or
yeah,
we can talk all day.
Now, some
people talk about cooking all day long.
Some people look at us and go, "Oh, they're just such the like traditional family, three kids, and
that's a problem.
They never get divorced,
with
and they're
people?
Just well, some people they just see it as a little bit, you know,
they
white bread.
Never get divorced,
and you'd say to yourself." Look how they're just white people doing white people things.
Oh, crap.
Well, I got good news for you. This is just a reminder to your mother, who's kind of racist. Kim has, what is it, 1/16th African American?
Or 32nd or something.
Yeah, from one of the affairs that Jefferson had with one of his slaves.
Dates back real far.
It does. It's pretty awesome. I think it's great. Something to be proud of. Well, I mean, you know, it's a little messy where it comes from, but I, you know, be proud of the cool tint you got.
I tan in the summer. It's
she
true.
Tans like a mother. And I, you know what I do? I look like a big red nightmare. It's not a happy place.
He burns in the shade, and I am not joking about
yeah,
that.
No, that's.
That's
we went
what
to,
happened.
When we went to Mexico, we were never out in the raw sun. I still burned everywhere.
To a crisp.
Yeah.
It was bad.
It was coming sideways. Like, because you're on the equator.
It was coming sideways.
Right. it felt like it was that was
the
so
UV
weird.
UV rays were getting you.
Well, that's what it was. It was UV
it was.
Rays.
It was. We yeah. were closer to the. We were on the ocean. All those things were at play here, and I thought, well, we'll stay in the shade the whole time. I got browner, and he got redder.
Yeah, she got nice and crispy brown. By the time we got home, Kim looked like a bronze queen, and I looked like something had hit me real hard. It was not good. Anyway, we'll let you guys know if we do anything. But I think this is a good test bed for that. So, honey, no pressure or anything. But you know, the rest of this
wasn't
episode
to begin with, you could have told me
the whole rest of the show. You're going to be watched and carefully looked at for the whatever the future might be. No pressure.
People
at all.
Are zooming in at this point. Look at the pores on that girl.
Please don't zoom in on any of us. That'd be great. We're only broadcasting out at 720p, so we're okay.
Okay, all right.
It's only sort of HD. It's fine.
Sort
all right.
Sort of HD.
Let's do the news together. That should be fun. Let's give this a shot.
This is
Oh, that didn't work.
This is your radio newscaster with another exclusive sensational summary of world and local events.
All right, it's time for the news, and it's brought to you by The Boop Show, which happens today at 3:30 p.m. Mountain Time right here at frogpants.tv. Join me and Brian Dunaway as we once again tackle the world of video games and talk about what we played during the week. I have some really cool, tiny, small recommendations for people as they wait for Red Dead Redemption this Friday. And lots to talk about, so do check that out. Again, that's today, 3:30 p.m. right here at frogpants.tv. All right, honey, you ready for this?
I'm ready for this.
I'm used to calling my co-host honey.
That'll be really funny if you slip up next week.
Yeah. I don't know. Brian's pretty easygoing. He'd probably just be like, yeah, what's
yeah,
up?
Yeah, all right.
What's up, babe? He'd say. it's a teacher. Okay, you'll love this. A teacher dressed up her young son as Hitler for Halloween.
Oh, my.
And that didn't go over well, turns out. People still aren't quite over the Hitler and the things he did.
You think?
Yeah. Big shocker, I know. here's the deal. You know, when you commit genocide, it just tends to follow you.
People
you know?
Don't really get over it.
Yeah. It doesn't clear up. So it's never a good idea to dress up as Hitler, not even for Halloween. As one mom who got carried away with the theme of horror, or theme of the horror holiday, soon realized, I don't know why they wrote it that way, Halloween is traditionally the one night of year when the shadows fall, the moon becomes sovereign, and the boundary separating the dead from the living becomes blurred, and all manner of terrible sprites and spirits stalk the land in service of mischief, mayhem, and the delirious whims of the midnight hour.
It might have helped if she had been like, if he had been dressed up as zombie Hitler or something a little more Halloween.
Oh, yeah. Like,
that would have been...
Right. Zombie Hitler or like undead Hitler. Like a well, that is the zombie Hitler,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes, it's the same.
What if, what if you could do... what other kind of... You know, you don't want to do vampire Hitler because then he's still a villain. He's still a predator.
Yeah, there's just not a lot of ways to go well.
How do you do Hitler? No. You can't... I mean,
no.
He's just a douche.
No.
Maybe
not good.
Maybe you dress him up in a big... You just have a big douche with a little tiny mustache on it and a bad haircut.
Okay.
No?
No.
You know? All right.
People won't get it. But if you tell them what it is, then they're going to be more offended.
They go to the door and go, who are you, young man? I'm a Hitler douche. Give me your candy. Anyway,
that
it says...
That kid's getting oranges.
Metro TV reports that the boy was in a fancy dress of the German dictator for a trunk-or-treat event in Boulder City, Nevada. There's your problem. Just kidding. I don't know anything about Boulder City. I don't know anything about Boulder City.
You've never even been there.
I probably have. Haven't I? Have I not been to Boulder City?
I don't think so.
Well, you know who this, who's from there? The Bullocks were from there originally.
No, they were North
Austin. No, that's where they lived later, but... They started there. That's where they met when they were kids. That's totally
so another reason that it's a great city.
That's the only reason
you
I can think of. Yeah. It's the only reason I know of. They got out of there, I would remind you. Anyway, the youngest this young kid was dressed up in this Nazi costume. It was complete with a fake Hitler mustache. A snap of the youngster resplendent in his garb of the Third Reich has gone viral since. Critics have branded it distasteful and racist.
I would say distasteful. That's the right word for it.
Is it just that enough time hasn't passed, or what's the problem?
I don't know if there'll ever be enough time to pass.
Okay.
I think it's distasteful. It's just yuck.
Like, a lot of Jewish people died at his command.
Exactly.
Like, a lot.
There's never going to be a good time to bring him up again.
Yeah.
And wow, that guy.
But like, if you're making fun of him, like, okay, I'm not saying having your kid dress up as Hitler is the way to do it, but like, if you go watch old Daffy Duck cartoons or something, they made a lot of fun of Hitler during the war. And I think that's good and healthy to, like, knock these dictators down half a dozen pegs. And even if you're not a dictator, even if you're just, you know, if you were Ronald Reagan or you were Bill Clinton, notice I'm steering clear of modern politics.
Making fun of in a comic way, though, is different from dressing up to where a lot of people dress up as things they wish they could be. They
right.
dress up as Madonna in the 80s and then they dress up. You know, they dress up as Prince. They do all these things that are a little more, these people are a little more high on that.
I love that you went with Prince and Madonna for some reason.
I'm from the 80s.
I
was
welcome.
A teenager. Welcome.
Welcome to 2018. It's nice to see you.
People, well, okay, Katy Perry, and who else are they dressing up as?
That's the 2000s. It's fine, though. We just keep working our way up.
I just went to a concert last year.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, sorry. No, this year. It was earlier this year.
Who? Katy Perry?
To Katy Perry.
Oh.
She was great.
Did she do I Kissed a Girl and I Liked It?
Yes, she did.
Okay. I wondered if she's still pulling that one out or not.
She's relevant. Give me a break, honey.
She have shark people with her? Blue sharks?
Yes.
She did? For real? She really had the shark people with her?
I think she did, yes.
Oh, my gosh, dude. That was supposed to be just for the stupid Super Bowl. She takes him around on tour? I had no idea.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Who else are you dressing up as?
I don't know. I'm still annoyed by Katy Perry bringing out those shark people.
Hey, come on.
She's fine. I like her. I like her songs. She shoots fireworks out of her boobs.
I would have to say, never is it going to be a good time to be Hitler for Halloween.
Never a good time to be Hitler.
No.
But good satire and making
you
fun of Hitler
see
always.
Lots of Marios and Luigis and Batman.
Right, right. Okay. I'm with you. Especially when it's your kid. Like, why would you do this? What is the idea?
Maybe this kid is extremely into history and he thought, that's so cool. No one else is going to do this. And there's a reason for that.
I'm going to take a wild guess and say the kid has no idea. I mean, now he knows.
I mean, how old is he?
It says here, young boy. It doesn't say how old.
I mean, young boy. Let's say he's seven or ten.
Let's say he's eight.
Okay. Right in the middle.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whatever. Like, if a grown man shows up at a party as Hitler, why does that feel different? Is it because he has some agency and can choose whether he wants to be?
Not because he's a grown man dressed up at a party.
Yeah, but can he get away with it more than the kid would?
He should know better.
He should,
the kid's
right?
He's not necessarily going to know better. You're right.
This is more like Schittler, says the chat room. All right. Anyway, there's that story.
But I think you're right. I think the mom had more to do with it, and I think that was distasteful.
Yeah,
that's the word I'm going with.
You're a bad mom, is what we're saying.
I'm never going
to
say that.
But she might be. You guys don't have to stick together on this. You know, there's no club. There's no like deal. You don't have to sign on to her.
I have a hard time calling someone a bad mom unless I, you know.
You have to witness
know the
it.
Whole story.
Right, I understand.
That kid may have begged to be Hitler for Halloween.
So the Pooh neighbors was she a bad mom? Or do you not want to answer that?
I don't want to answer that yet.
Taking
it's
the fifth.
Too soon.
Taking the fifth.
Too soon.
Chat room knows all about the Pooh neighbors.
Bummer. Anyone that yells swear words at a 16-year-old in their car with a toddler in the car.
See? Swear words. F you, mother effers, they yelled.
She yelled with a baby in the car. And I just have a hard time with anyone swearing.
It's not even the swearing, it's exposing
so
your kid
harshly to someone screaming out their window.
Yes.
Screaming we could hear inside our house.
Yes. It's not about hey, here's a
with a baby in
here's
the
a
car.
It's not like here's a cuss word, that's the problem. The problem is you're doing a thing around a kid that shows them that hostility is a good idea. Ah, they sucked. They still suck. And they're right over there. Anyway, here's another piece of news for you. You'll like this one. It involves a death.
Okay.
Oh, wait. You know what? I'm going to tell you about Canada instead first. Canada. Oh. Sorry.
Canada or death?
I'll tell you about death after Canada. Death after Canada is the rule. Canada is running out of marijuana only 2 days after it became legal. I don't know if you knew about this, but marijuana is now not only legal in Canada, but according to Bo Schwartz, my co-host on Core and There Will Be Dungeons, says that you can actually sign up for like a delivery from the government to get pot to your house. Now that part blew me away. Like I understand, like, you know, California just passed their recreational thing. Colorado and Washington are all up in it. Other states are have it on the ballot this year, including us, I think, don't we? We have some pot thing on the deal.
Yes.
Yeah, medical or something. Anyway,
I believe it's Prop 2.
We're gonna be the last of the 50 states. Let's just be honest.
Probably.
There's no way that we're anywhere near the middle. Anyway,
you might be surprised. You never know.
Let's move to Boulder, Colorado. They're hippies there. Anyway, the point is, what's the point?
They need
Michigan
more
and North
green
Dakota
thumb
also
growers, because if they're running out already, come on.
Well, here's the deal. They not only ran out, but but what I was gonna say is, unlike here up there, you can actually get it. So not only do they got their free health care and their whatever. They also got people bringing pot to the door. That seems like a step a little further than I would expect, you know?
In the right direction or the wrong direction?
I don't know
it's
if the government should do that.
Just another step. I see.
I mean, down here, we're going to totally, like, business this thing up. It's going to be super capitalized.
That's true.
Right? Already is, as far as I know. It's like huge multi-million
billion. I'm a really good
billion.
Gardener. I think I could do that.
Well, that's the other thing. Bo told me that in Canada, you can have up to four plants in your
in your possession.
Yes, so you can grow four plants, but no more than four.
Okay.
Now,
can you grow, and then our children can each grow four plants? Is that how it works?
What kind of parenting book are we making? This is going to be quite the parenting book we're going to.
I mean, what's the rule here, though? I'm just curious.
I don't know.
What are the guidelines?
There are none. There are no rules.
Hey, four plants. Is it per person? I'm just curious.
Well, I'm sure it's
maybe
per,
the chat room can tell us.
Per household?
Is we it have per household?
Canadians right. In the chat. I know you're here. We always have Canadians.
We know you're here.
What's going on? Oh, you can't grow in Quebec. So there's some... Is okay. It Quebec or Quebec?
It's Quebec, I believe.
All right. French, man. Anyway, here's the deal. Canadians were so
you're
excited about...
You're ripping on everyone
I,
today.
This is what I
what
do.
Is you, what is your problem?
See, you don't hear this side of me.
No, it's true.
It's not even ripping on people. It's just I'm having fun
you're
at their
just
expense.
You're going off. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Like when I said, what's her name, was googly-eyed. She's not. Her eyes are open a lot, though, you have to admit. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not... She's very pretty, but she has this, like, default stance where her eyes look like they're propped open by toothpicks. She's just like this. On your holiday show.
So I can't even see you, but I know what you're doing.
It's like, we should all get together for the holidays and find a boyfriend. All right. That was my impression.
All right, back to... Pot.
Back to pot, back to life, back to reality. Here we go. Police were called to help shops struggling to handle long queues with frustrated people unable to buy their cannabis. Bill Blair, former Toronto police chief, who has led the government's legislation program, told public broadcaster CBC the country was unable to supply enough weed to meet demand. We expect, you know, certain strains might run out and there could be a bit of a run on supply, eh? He said. See what I did there? I got all Canadian.
I got you.
But you know, they got pretty good infrastructure in place, and I'm confident it will work, it says. Wednesday.
Didn't they know? I mean, they knew this was coming.
Well, I mean, they knew, but they didn't. I don't know if they knew the demand would be this strong. Like, the Canadians were ready to roll, man. They were
ready to stockpile.
Yeah. Okay. And it was a nationwide, I think.
That's why I would think they would have it a little more, they'd be prepared.
I don't know. What would we do? I think it'd be a big run here, too, if we did it nationwide. We never will. Like, my prediction is we're going to end up with, like, 40...
Scattered states.
It'll be like 43 states will have it. There'll be a bunch of holdouts, ours included, who won't. And then the... But it'll all still be federally illegal. So, like, if you go... You know, you might be having all this fun in your state, but the second you cross into something else, a cop could pull you over and go, show me your weed.
Show me your weed.
All right, now we get to the death. You ready for the death? Here's the death.
I know you're excited
for the death. Mm-hmm. Man, age 72, which isn't that old, but whatever. Didn't die of natural causes. Was killed by a group of aggressive rogue monkeys who threw bricks at him from a tree. This is why you don't trust monkeys.
Where was he?
Well, I'll get into that. The man has been stoned to death by a group of rogue monkeys who threw bricks at him, according to reports. His name is Dapiral Singh, age 72, suffered head and chest injuries in the attack and was later pronounced dead at a hospital. He was collecting pieces of dry wood when a group of monkeys launched their attack on Thursday. It is believed the monkeys had armed themselves with bricks they had collected earlier from a rundown building near Turki Uttar Pradesh. This is all India, by the way. I should have mentioned that. Probably became obvious as I was reading these names.
Anyway, this is a crazy story.
I know, it's nuts. Villagers have repeatedly complained the aggressive monkeys in the area have made their lives hell, but the animals are protected species, so they cannot be stopped. Mr.
Can
Singh,
you just throw things back at them?
Well,
or are they that protective?
They have guys with them protecting them. I mean, I don't know. Like,
Secret Service is around them going, don't even think about it.
I feel like even if they're protected... If your life is in danger, I mean, I don't know what this 72-year-old guy could have done, but if it were me, I would do all sorts of things to fight those monkeys in that tree.
Run away.
Well, that's one.
There's probably a lot of monkeys in that tree. Yeah, run away.
But he's 72. He can't run like he used to. I mean,
you'd
I hope.
I think he'd try to. I mean, maybe it was just a, you know, a more of an attack that, you know. All of a sudden, and 1, 2, 3, go! Like, he just didn't even know they were there.
Yeah.
Are they quiet monkeys?
Quiet, well.
Did they sneak up on him?
I don't know, but I don't trust him. I don't trust monkeys, period.
I don't trust him at all.
You know how monkeys get?
They're not very trustworthy.
Remember that little one, the Bonobo or whatever it was called that my dad had when he was younger. That thing pooped down his back every time he took it out.
Well, he's in a convertible and had it on his shoulder and it pooped down his back.
Yeah, pooped down his back in the middle of traffic. That's not cool. They're the worst.
But he wasn't throwing bricks.
They're only good for testing if the dates are poisoned yet or not. That's what they're for. Indiana Jones reference for the win.
All right.
It says here, they were thrown from such a height that they were enough to kill the man. His brother told the Times of India. Those rogue monkeys are the real culprits and must pay for it.
What is this guy going to do?
Says they lodged a formal complaint and named monkeys as the accused, but police insist they
to
cannot
whom?
Prosecute monkeys.
Who are they lodging a complaint to?
The local police
the
department.
The monkey police?
No, like the people what? Police. And
no,
then they're supposed to go do something about it, but they say they can't.
But they're protected.
Yeah, they can't do anything. So this guy just has to die from monkey. How did he die?
From monkey?
How'd you die from monkey?
Well, they weren't monkeys thrown at him. They were bricks.
Oh, that'd be funny to watch. That's what I'd do. I'd throw a monkey back at them. Rogue monkeys.
Rogue.
Rogue monkeys is a great name.
That's a great band name.
Yeah, I like it. Let's do a final story.
I'm calling
here.
It, though. Don't take it.
Oh, you're going to just, that new band you're going to set
yeah,
up?
Yeah, that new band I'm starting.
Okay, that's fine. Oh, you know what we're going to do today in the mid, I haven't told you about this, but in the mid thing today, we're going to...
Haven't told me anything.
I haven't set up Kim. Kim has no notes. She has no nothing.
I don't. It's just, we're
going
to go with this.
I just don't have a setup over there for you. I got to get that changed. So
that's
that
okay.
It's easy, but...
I kind of like going blind over here. I have no idea what's going on.
Oh, I know what I could have done.
That's okay. What's the next thing?
All right.
Don't
worry
about it.
Now I'm thinking about it. What was I going to say?
Walking away from the mic. I know what I should do.
Oh, we're going to play Chuck's song again today for the
awesome.
For the middle song when you can go pee and do
love
other stuff.
Love Chuck.
Chuck's the best, man. We love our nephew Chuck. He's our nephew-in-law. Is that how we call him?
Nephew.
Just nephew?
Yeah.
I mean, he married my niece.
I know, but now he's family.
I don't understand how that word because we all went
when
to...
you hear your family.
We all went to Olive Garden and then we were family. We literally did all go to Olive Garden once.
We did.
We must be family. Anyway, here's a final story for you. Do you know Ripley's Aquarium? It's based on those Ripley's Believe It or Not people
whatever. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you're familiar with that.
I've been to a Ripley's once.
When did you do that? Is there one near down?
I was 14 and we were in Canada.
Oh, look at you up in the pot country.
Future, wasn't yet.
Future pot country.
It's been a long time.
That's cool. Wait, what part of Canada did you go to?
I was in Ontario.
Ontario. That's fantastic. I don't know why, but. Sounds great.
I swam in Lake Ontario. That's what it was. We stayed in Niagara Falls area.
I want to go to, you and I need to go to, not Toronto. Why can't I think of the place? It's where all the video games get made now.
I don't know.
Oh, Scott, hold on. There's Ottawa, Ontario, Toronto.
It's Toronto.
Nigeria.
I've been told.
Nigeria. I can't think of the other one. Not Vancouver. Where's the place where like Ubisoft and all those guys are? Montreal. I want to go to Montreal.
Okay.
I hear that place is awesome.
I will set that up, sir.
Okay. Don't do it too soon.
We have BlizzCon coming.
BlizzCon. And I haven't been paid for some things yet. Anyway, here's your final story. A man entered a Ripley's Aquarium. I guess there's a few of them. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
He stripped naked and then he jumped into the shark tank.
That's not cool.
Yeah. Not dudes in suits who decide if they want to invest in your invention. Not that shark tank. Different shark tank. This
was
actual sharks.
Was he confused about that?
He might have been.
He might have an idea and decided to jump in.
He might have gotten some fresh Toronto weed. Who knows?
Oh,
it says here, police identified the suspect after a man entered the aquarium in Toronto late Friday night. It was in Toronto. So it's the one you went to. That's crazy. Almost immediately stripped naked and jumped into the shark tank. Video of the incident's been circulating on social media. In one video, the man is seen from one of the facility's underwater tunnels where several sharks are swimming just below his feet. Would that freak you out, by the way, that proximity to sharks, or would that not bug you?
Absolutely.
It wouldn't bug me.
I'm not a fan.
They don't scare me.
But think of the children that had to see this.
Oh, yeah, no, they don't want to see that doodle in the water, do
no.
they? No. Nope. Doodle water.
That must have terrified a lot of little girls.
Yeah. And maybe boys. Yeah.
I don't know.
And maybe...
I just feel like a grown man swimming in the water is not a good look on anyone.
Because it's an aquarium, it's not warm water.
No.
Do you think you a little shrinkage?
Possibly.
Yeah, a little shrinkage.
That is... I would be horrified.
Yeah, I would too. I don't want to see this.
No.
I don't want to see this.
But little kids are like, we're going to the aquarium. We're so excited.
Yeah.
And then, ugh.
Then man penis.
Yeah. Not cool.
Not cool at all.
No.
Says here the guy is 37-year-old David Weaver. That's really close to Wiener. I wish it was Wiener. He is from Nelson, British Columbia. He is now being held as a suspect. He is wanted in what's called a mischief investigation.
Really? That's what we're calling it?
Yeah.
He's not seven.
No.
He's 37.
Add 30 mischief. Years to that. Exactly. Police say the same suspect is also wanted in connection with another incident that occurred earlier that night, about 2 hours before he arrived. Suspect was asked to leave the Medieval Times dinner theater, for allegedly being unruly. According to police, he was escorted out by security, then allegedly assaulted someone outside. Then he went off to the aquarium and got in there naked. Man left the aquarium around 10:26 p.m. carrying his shoes and jacket when he heard police were called. Peter Doyle, the general manager of the Ripley Aquarium, said the man left behind a number of items of clothing. They say the aquarium is now reviewing its policies.
What's his defense? I mean, what's he saying?
Doesn't have one. Doesn't have one.
What's the point here?
I smoked a lot of pot. That's his...
That could be it.
That's his full excuse.
I would believe that.
Yeah. Would you?
Maybe.
All right.
I think it makes you hungry, not necessarily... want to swim with sharks.
Right. I thought they made you get the munchies.
Yeah.
Not the swimmies.
I don't know. Never tried it.
Yeah.
But I would imagine there's not a lot of things I could ever take that would make me do that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm not saying it's pot that would do it, but maybe something else like
Still.
Yeah.
Not my bag of tricks there. No.
Like synthetic heroin or something. That could do it. Or like little bath salts or whatever they called those for a while.
Just don't think I'd try it.
All right. Well, you and I really aren't the target market for that.
No, we're not.
No. I barely can keep Tylenol there.
Someone's got to take care of the children.
Yeah, who will take care of the children? Who, I say? All right. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, it's a little time with Stephen Schleicher. Going to do a little major spoilers. We also have a little mashup at the end of the show, and maybe an email or two. So we'll see, but we'll get to that in a second. Before we go, though, on this break, I would like to now tell you what I'm going to play. Now, as I mentioned before, our nephew, I suppose he is, right?
Yep.
He's our nephew.
Yep.
His name is Chuck. He's in a band. That band is called Brother with a period at the end. So we just say Brother Dot around here. Although I don't think that's what it's supposed to be, right? The dot's just like superfluous. It's like an extra nipple or something.
I think it's just Brother.
Oh, all right. I don't know anything about extra nipples, by the way. I really don't have one and never met anyone who did have an extra nipple. Anyway, they have this song that we like quite a bit, and it is called Grays. It is their new single from... Oh, this isn't going to work. Hold on a second. I screwed up. Undo. Okay.
Undo.
Hold on. Okay, there we go. Sorry. Usually I have this more set up, and I don't today. Why won't it work? Okay. It's not working. I'll just play it there. That's fine. All right. Anyway, sorry, everybody. It's called Grays. We played
it
on the show.
I'd help you if I could.
We played it on the show before, but because I'm a big believer in nepotism, I'm going to go ahead and give Chuck and his band a little bit more exposure here on the show. So let's play that now. It's called Grays. It's their new single coming up, new album, which should be released soon. But you can go find all of this on Apple Music, on Spotify, wherever you get your music. It's there. Grey apostrophe S is the song. I can't recommend it enough. And Kim and I will be right back, so don't go anywhere.
Start to feel that you're not alright. Thinking you won't make it past a year. Close your eyes and you see him there. We all know he is never real.
Where are you?
He's not real. Did you ever see him?
thinking you will make it past a year. Close your eyes and you see him there. We all know he is not real. He's not real.
Hey, everybody. Now you can increase your performance and get extra confidence in bed. Listen up. BlueChew.com, that's blue like the color blue, brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. You know they work. You can take them anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach. And since they're chewable, they work up to twice as fast as a regular pill. So you can be ready whenever the opportunity arises. BlueChew is prescribed online and shipped straight to your door in a discreet package, rather. So no in-person doctor visits, no waiting at the pharmacy, and best of all, no more awkwardness. They're made in the USA, and since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, they're cheaper than a pharmacy. Right now, got a special deal for our listeners. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use our promo code TMS. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BLUE Chew. That's BlueChew.com, and the promo code TMS to try it for free. It's better, cheaper, and a faster choice. And we thank them for sponsoring today's show.
What is it made of? How does a person get to be popular with lots of people and have a few close friends, too? Let's watch and see what makes people like one person and not another.
Even when I was a horse, I did not make noises or smells of this nature.
From Hell's Heart, I podcast at thee. This is the Morning Stream.
All right, we're back, everybody. Boy, I keep screwing up the soundboard today. It's like I can't get it right. It's because of you, honey. You're making me nervous.
Am I making you nervous?
Yeah. There's no reason, though.
I don't think I've ever made you nervous.
Well. It was our first date. I was pretty nervous.
That's a long time ago.
I know, but I was nervous.
I figured you've gotten over that by now.
Sometimes I still get like I'm a little teenage boy who's just all Twitter-pated with my wife.
Oh,
isn't that
you're
weird?
Adorable.
All these years later, I still get that little like queasy, kind of nervousy butterfly thing with you. Yeah.
Happens. Nice. But, I like it.
Yeah. At least now.
Like that I make you nervous.
Oh, good. You want to keep me on my toes, keep me nervous. I see. I see how it is. All right. Welcome back, everybody. I love that song. I legit love that song. It's not just because he's my nephew. Like, I would support him no matter what. It's legitimately a really, really cool song.
Yeah.
And I hope those guys go big. I think they could. I really think they could blow up. And my niece, April, deserves something rad like that to happen. So, blow up, please. I mean, they're working their butts off, too. They tour all the time.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
constantly writing music. Like, they're the real deal. And it's not just me being all, you know, cool uncle about it. Like, for real, I want them to succeed.
No, when they go down and play at the Velour down in Provo, it's just great. They went down to Vegas.
Yeah.
They went to California.
We got to get them to play it like a Frog Pants thing.
Absolutely.
I don't know what.
When maybe the Vegas. Have another one. Maybe the Vegas one.
The Vegas one in April, maybe. We'll see. We still don't know.
That would be perfect.
Oh, interesting. Steven Schleicher just sent me a message.
Dylan just sent me a message and said your hat looks too small.
Oh, mine or yours?
Yours.
Oh, you're not wearing one? Well, it is too small because there's no such thing as a hat that properly fits me. Dylan, these headphones, look, they're totally extended out. They don't go any further. Well, you know why? Because I have a giant freaking head. There's nothing I can do about it. And whatever baby's coming from your seed... That kid's going to have a big head, too. You watch.
Big noggin.
Yep. They might have to do the snippy snip at the thing. I'm just saying. Remember that?
Don't. It's your daughter. Don't talk about it. Gosh.
All right. Having a good time here. Let's get Steven in here. See what he's doing. See what's going on. See if his idea is a good one or not. I'm going to play his theme, and then we're going to go from there.
Steven.
It's Steven Schleicher, everybody, all the way from Hayes, Kansas, and purveyor of all things major spoilers. Maybe today's a little different, though. Hello, Stephen, and good morning.
Hello, Scott. Hello, Kim.
Hello. Good to hear you.
Good to virtually
see
you.
Yeah. I was like,
yeah.
It'll work. We'll take it. Whatever. Stephen, you sent a little message before the thing saying, hey, let's flip the script. You had a little parenting idea here.
Yeah, so you and Kim are working on this parenting book.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping there's a chapter on how to deal with other kids' parents. Because this past weekend, my son completed his fall soccer season, did really good. But one of the games afterwards, I was sitting way on the corner end of the field, which I normally don't. So I didn't hear anything that was happening on the field or on the visitors or the other team's side. But apparently during the game, the players were calling my son and the other players on his team gay slurs. Mm. And the parents were on the sidelines encouraging it and also calling the kids' names.
Mm. Okay, I red flags went up when you said, as soon as you said kids' soccer.
Yeah.
The red flags just went up. I see fire. I see red. I'm like, oh, I know what you're talking about. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, but if the parent, okay, so hold on, Stephen, let me get this straight. The parents.
Nobody on our team. Nobody on my son's
team. No kids on your team.
Those parents.
Okay.
No.
All right, so
in
that's
fact, my son's team responded perfectly by not responding to the opponents or their parents' racial slurs and other name calling.
Okay, so
I usually leave these places going, "What is wrong with people?"
Oh, great! That'll be our whole chapter.
There's one other time where this has come up.
Yeah,
that was a few years ago with a totally different team, and that was something else completely.
Okay,
where another person was like, "You guys almost got beat by a bunch of white kids."
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
I don't understand where these people are crawling out of that would yell racial slurs at children.
You know what? It's almost as if we live in a climate right now that seems to encourage people to let their worst things come out. I'm not saying it hasn't always been a little bit of this. Like, I remember some of this when I was a kid, when I was playing like T-ball or whatever. I remember this being a problem. And of course, you know, overzealous, overcompetitive parents at sporting events are always going to be a bit of a pain. But to specifically to this whole issue of their kids, you know, are saying terrible things and their parents aren't doing anything about it. Because that's kind of the thing, right? That's the main beef here. That's my beef anyway. My beef would be that kid just called some other kid the F-A-G word.
Yes.
And I, as a parent, would, if I heard my kid do that, oh my gosh, game over, dude. You're out of the game. You're off the team. You're coming with me right now. We're going someplace bad. You're not going to have anything cool happen in the next two
months.
You're
going to Burger King.
You're going. We got to talk about that Burger King.
Sorry.
No. Kim's on something here. We're going to talk about the Burger King in a second because we had a really bad Burger King yesterday.
Anyway, I haven't figured out why parents are okay with it. Number one. Number two, they're encouraging it, which is another thing. It's right. One thing not to want to tell your kid they're doing something wrong in front of people. I get it. Some people don't want to do that. I'm not one of those people because I would pull my kids out aside and not have a problem saying it very loudly how much trouble they're in.
Oh, Kim is scary. Like if Carter would say, "I want a sucker." No, we have to leave the store. "I want a sucker." And she starts freaking out.
I would
and
be
kicking.
Like, "You're out of here."
She would grab her. Didn't care who saw us. Didn't care about any kind of public humiliation. Grabbed her, took her to a place there where it was away from everybody in a corner, sat her down, looked her eye to eye, kneeled down, got right eye to eye with her and said, "You are not going to act like this in this place. We don't do this sort of thing.
Or go to this place.
Or you don't ever come here again." And then she'd stop. That's what you do when you parent, is you teach them when things are appropriate or aren't. And if somebody called some kid an F-A-G, I would kick my kid's butt. And I don't mean beat them. But I would take them out of there and I would give them the most stern talking to you've ever heard of. And they would be grounded from all the things they love. They wouldn't play a video game for a month. Oh my gosh, Steven, I'm all worked up now.
Yeah, no, and so here's the thing. Now, as far as my son's team go, we as parents, if we see our kids doing something, you know, that's not good sportsmanlike, like doing some extra shoving or maybe getting a little aggression, parents will start calling their own kids out. "Hey, you're better than this. Come on, play right. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, after the game and I hear this, I'm like, oh my God, you know, you guys, I was talking to my son, you guys did the right thing by ignoring this stuff. Mm-hmm. And I know one of the players went and talked to the ref, and the ref didn't do anything, of course.
Yeah, those refs are the worst, by the way. They're the worst.
They're usually very underpaid, you know.
Yeah. Or not paid at all. Remember when I had to get volunteered to, I got volunteered to ref a bunch of soccer games. And there's two problems with that. Number one, I know the knowledge that I have of soccer rules, you could contain on the tip of this pen here, right there.
I'm sure Steven knows more about this.
He knows a lot more about it. Yeah. Anyway, so they talked. So afterwards, the ref did nothing.
But second of all, I think those refs look at you and go, I do not want to get involved with you people. I've heard what they say.
Yeah. They don't like
it. That's kind of, I think, the way the ref took it is just kind of like, okay, noted, made a note, and then let's finish this game. Mm-hmm. And afterwards, I was telling my son, I was like, look, buddy, you guys did the right thing. Your coach did the right thing by, he actually came over to a couple of our parents and apologized for the way the other team was acting. But I said, the reason these kids were doing this is because they're being influenced by their parents. Bad kids come from bad parents. And the reason why they were doing this is because they were losing and they were angry that you guys were beating them so bad. So this, you know, just ignore this kind of behavior and know that it's not acceptable. You know not to do it. And just don't let it bother you in the future.
Well, here's what I'd say. Those parents who stood idly by while their kids threw out a bunch of awful stuff and forgot what sportsmanship means, can eat a wet cat turd.
And
seriously.
You don't wonder why junior high sucks so bad.
Yeah.
They don't only bully, I don't know who they are, the kids that choose to bully, then they're not in trouble for it.
Yeah.
Because their parents are going, well, at least you shut up for yourself.
Rishi B in the chat says, it's not a ref's job to parent. That's true, but it is a ref's job to hold teams accountable, which...
And a lot of times it's hard for a ref to do that because it's, you know, the ref is in the middle of the field kind of guiding everything that's going on. And if you're down in the corner, some kid can come up to the other kid and say, hey, F word, and you suck, and we're going to kick your butts and that kind of stuff. And they're never going to hear that.
No.
Right.
No.
And the kid that's saying it is going to make sure they never hear it.
Right.
Right.
Right. Well, okay.
That sucks. I'm sorry.
Here's what I would do.
But I'm so glad that they didn't say anything.
Yeah. If I would have heard it, okay, now here's what I would do as a parent who heard it, okay? This would be really hard for me not to do this, and I don't know if this is the right thing to do or not, but this is what I would do. I'd stand up and go, oh, that's some sweet parenting you got over there. That is some real good stuff. Oh, my gosh, you need to tell me how you do it, because, man, like, I would go full sarcasm so hard on them that they would probably want to go fisticuffs right there in the freaking...
Yeah, that'd be fun.
I did that a couple of years ago where some parents were kind of getting a little salty. And I was like, don't worry. That's the reason why they're being that way. Bad parenting. It's about all about bad parenting. And they kind of shut up down on the other end. But man, I don't want to be the person that gets up in someone's face because I don't want to end up on some YouTube or, you know, news story about two parents fighting at a sporting event.
Yeah.
And this is what's wrong with organized team events.
Yeah, no, but this is why I think my plan works, because you don't actually have to get up in their face. You do it in a way that they know you're being sarcastic, but you sound,
but
you
you're
never,
shaming them a little.
Yeah,
bit.
And you never let go of it though. It's like, oh, that's some, oh, dude, that is some seriously good. Do you have a card or something? Like, can I call you later and get
Someone's
some additional advice?
Kick your butt.
And
sometime.
They're gonna go, F you, buddy. And I'm gonna go, no, I'm serious. This is amazing. I've never seen this level of parent. Like, that's what I'd do. And I would feel good about that.
Yes. What's your question?
Would you ever go up to a parent after the game and say, hey, look, you guys did a great job, but I have a concern about some of the things you and your kids were doing?
I don't know if it would make a difference. That's the
so
problem.
So you wouldn't feel, why get involved?
If I felt like saying something to, you can't really go talk to their kids, but you'd have to find out if it's someone that would actually make a difference with.
Yeah.
Because it sounds like the type of personality that is encouraging their kids to say this to other children are not going to really hear you.
They're gonna be a little
smarmy, and they're gonna kind of roll their eyes and go whatever and walk away. I don't think it's gonna make a difference.
No, it won't. It'll just push them further into their corner. It's like trying to have a political argument these days.
Yeah,
you can't
true.
Find reasonableness that way. That's why you gotta go full nutbag like me. I'm telling you, this is the answer.
Someone's gonna punch Scott one day.
You gotta go. It's fine. Let him punch me, but I'll be just like, why are you punching me? I'm admiring your parenting skills. Like, this is amazing.
Ow, stop punching me.
Hold on. And they get in their car and they're yelling at me. I'm like, wait, before you drive off, do you beat them at night? I don't know when to beat them. Like, I want to go all out and make that person shame him straight into the frickin' grave. It pisses me off so bad. But honestly, honestly, that may not be the best advice, but it's what I'd do. I'd go full nutbag. Steven, I hope that gets better for you, dude. That sucks.
Oh, yeah, it's fine. I mean, my son was a little upset about it. And after I explained that it's the reason why it's just bad parenting, they're mad because they were losing by 8-1. So, you know, it's okay to just blow that off and ignore it because that's what bad people do. And he was fine with it.
Yeah. And good people can walk away from it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And that's the key.
That's awesome.
But also good people can really piss them off. And that's what I want to do.
Well, there you go. Now clean this up, transcribe it, and there's a whole chapter for your book.
Nailed it. Hey,
nailed it.
Steven, how come Luke Cage got canceled for its third season? What's going on?
Oh, man. So many reasons. The biggest ones happened in the last 48 hours because you have to remember that Luke Cage is a joint venture between Netflix and Marvel, and they're supposed to have like an equal say in how things go.
Yeah.
Apparently, it got down to Netflix wanted some new writers or some different writers in the room, and Disney said no, and it just fell apart in 48 hours, and they're like, fine, we're not going to do this.
So no deal.
And it's very different. It's very different from the Iron Fist situation. Although now that there's not a third season on Netflix, even though the actors were guaranteed a third season, it's still an option for Disney to do something with their streaming service.
Oh, interesting. So they could. The thing is, their show, and maybe Iron Fist is a little less so this way, but their streaming services presumably wouldn't have this kind of as much edgy content as Netflix can get away with.
Oh, no, I would imagine not at all.
Yeah. So they'd probably, if they did take Iron Fist into a third season, they would probably dim things down quite a bit or something
like
that. Yeah,
same way with Luke Cage, yeah.
Yeah.
So, and really, really everything. I mean, that's the question on everybody's minds right now is just how sugary is Disney going to make everything that has traditionally been a little bit more edgier, a little bit more intense, you know, a little bit more 21st Century Fox? That's the big question, but as far as Luke Cage goes, it all fell apart because of negotiations.
Well, I can tell you as a household, we kind of fell off the Marvel series.
Yeah.
That we just kind of stopped, right? I don't know why.
It just kind of, I don't know.
It started repeating itself, in my opinion, a little bit. And that's fine. Well, whatever.
Daredevil season 3 is out now. I have not been able to watch any of the episodes. But
I've heard it's gotten back to basics, whatever that means.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. A little less.
We have to start again.
Yeah, we liked that first season, didn't we?
Mm-hmm,
we
enjoyed definitely.
It. I don't think we saw the second.
No.
I think I just got a little burned out on it. And
was
whatever.
That during Hallmark?
Yeah, it probably was. Kim's Hallmark time cannot be interrupted with anything else. In fact, she said yesterday, for the first time ever, Kim set up her own.
I did.
What do you call it?
Netflix account.
Not account.
Not account, but my own profile. Yes.
So now there's a Kim profile on there with a purple-haired lady icon. Where now she can go curate her nightmare scenarios.
It's the purple-haired superhero.
Sure. And I can just have my weird film sack ruined list. Like, film sack's ruined my entire queue.
I really had to dig through a lot of stuff to find what I wanted to watch. So I thought, I need my own profile.
Yeah. It's like, why is Transmorphers here next to this Christmas movie?
The West Wing.
Yeah, it's pretty jacked up. But anyway, sorry, Stephen. What were you going to say?
We let the youngest rename all the profiles on the Netflix. So I am Dad. Yeah. Then there's my wife is Mom.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Superman. Mm. And his older brother is Poo Poo Head.
Ah, perfect. This sounds like a perfect family, honestly. That's what you want. Well done. That might be a good chapter. Don't let your children rename your Netflix. Anyway,
Superman and Poo Poo Head.
If you are at all interested in the goings on at Marvel and at Disney and at Netflix, that and so much more can be found each and every day at majorspoilers.com. Steven, anything else on the site people should be looking for this week?
I don't think so, but on the way home, my youngest did get a nosebleed in the car on the way home. And it was because of one thing.
Mm.
He didn't stay hydrated.
Oh, so you better stay hydrated is what you're saying. Oh, thanks, Stephen. We'll see you later. That's his thing he says at the end of the show now.
Stay hydrated.
Stay hydrated, which I think is really good advice, honestly, for being honest.
All the time.
Yeah, some fine advice. All right, Kim, we have a tradition on the show on Mondays. You don't probably know this.
I don't know this.
No.
See, once again, something else I don't know.
Something you don't know.
That's okay. I like all the surprises.
Well, TMS mashups. Jamie on Twitter makes these mashups of previous episodes. He does a really, really good job. And as usual, he's come forward again with something cool. This is TMS Mashup for episodes 1580 through 1583. It's called Put the Cheese on It. And now you can hear the dumb stuff we say on the show.
Perfect.
All the time. Here you go. Coming up on TMS, how much legal pot were there'll be at the holy... Shit. I saw a bum and I didn't like it.
I've done run over myself with the lawnmower again.
I was trying to kill me son with a big blade.
And Nicole Cameron of Nanaimo, something like that, British Columbia.
Nanaimo.
Now you done got the virus. You done got the virus, Brian. You got a virus right up your ass.
I don't have that function and turned on in my personal computer device.
Tantalus or Tantalus?
Tantalus.
Okay. Testicles or testicles?
The emphasis on the wrong syllable.
I got a problem with my testicles. All right. He has...
What video features Mario and Illidan from World of Warcraft?
Yes. Who knows what will happen?
Some sort of Charmander and green woman holding mushrooms.
Sorry. She is an other castle.
I like that Chewy a four-edged a four-man. He's pretty good.
Oh, Alf, what did you do with the cat again? Oh,
because I have to walk around with a poo bag on my face.
Right.
And then Lindsey Graham was like,
hey, I don't want to see this kind of argument going on in the Supreme Court.
Yes, I don't want to see this thing.
And then Judge Kavanaugh was like, I'm gonna squinch up my face.
In the Tahuya Dene Basin of Murrumbidi, West Africa.
Yeah, that sounds exactly right. Nailed it.
What would Jay-Z's pizza be called?
If you like it, then you put Parmesan cheese on it. If you like it, put Parmesan cheese on it.
They say it with every... All right, now you've been exposed to it. How do you feel?
Testicles.
Yeah, testicles. Gotta watch out for those testicles. That brings us to the end of today's program. Now, some programming notes before we say a bid fond farewell to Kim, who may or may not do this ever again now that she's been exposed to it.
I loved it.
Did you have a good time? All right.
Absolutely.
We should do a nightly call-in show, me and you.
Okay.
You want to do that?
Let's do it. I'm up for that.
You're up? You'll be up for that.
Okay. I will be up for that.
We'll think about it. Here's the deal.
That means no, doesn't it? We'll think about it.
It might mean, yeah, it could mean
that's
yes.
What you tell your kids. We'll think about
it. Yeah,
we'll
think about
it. We'll let you know.
We're not getting another cat. That's I can tell you. Anyways, so what are we doing? What are we doing? Oh, I know what we're doing.
I don't know.
We're, sorry.
I don't know anything.
Kind of out of my mind here. We're going to, I'm going to tell people the schedule for the week because it's a little jacked up. So there is no show tomorrow. Okay.
Okay.
No show tomorrow. There will be a show Wednesday. Brian Dunaway will be my guest co-host that day. Although now you've made me tempted to just use you every time.
Oh, that's very nice.
Is it though? Is it?
That was very nice of you.
Okay. So no show tomorrow. Not because there's a million reasons why tomorrow, but one of them is Brian's not here and it's hard to get a co-host. But the other reason is I got some other stuff as well. So as we get closer to BlizzCon, things are going to get a little nutty. I got a bunch of meetings in the morning. It's going to jack it up. So it worked out okay. So no Tuesday show. There will be a Wednesday show. And there should be a Thursday show, although it may just be me and Wendy doing Wendy stuff. I got to talk to her and get that all worked out. But there should be a show that day. I don't know what we're doing for PM yet, but I'll keep you guys in mind. Okay? No pod fading. Don't worry. Chat room says every day is Kim's day.
Oh, that's very nice.
Merry Kim's day, everyone.
Merry Kim's day.
Yeah.
I love it.
So, Kim...
I will come on anytime. Just let me know.
All right. Awesome. That's great. And having you on was great today. Usually, when I have a guest on, I say, so let us know what other cool projects you got that people can go look at. but you made some wreaths that I want people to buy, but we can't sell them yet, right?
I don't have enough of them yet.
No, but Kim made these rad wreaths out of...
Coffee filters.
But they don't look like...
I think a lot of people have seen them.
Have they seen these? Because this was new to me. I'd never seen such a thing, like a use case for coffee filters like that.
I think
you may have
said the same thing when I made one about 5 years ago. I've never seen a thing like this.
I don't remember.
Although it was a little different. Yeah, they've been fun.
You say that as if I remember things I say.
That's true. I don't know what I was thinking.
I don't remember Jack. But anyway, you can find her at Kim. What are you on Instagram? Don't you have a thing?
I don't remember either.
It's not Extra Life. It's not Geek Food. What is
no.
it? The Geek Food?
I think it's Geek Food, not The Geek Food, Sarah's.
Geek Food. Hold on. Instagram.
Well, I don't know what I am. I'm never on any social media.
You do put stuff up, though. Like, you'll put things
here
up.
Here and there. Yeah, that's true. Here and there. I am not as connected as Scott is, and I'm...
And you're just fine with that.
And I'm fine with that.
Oh, the last time you put anything in here...
Oh, gosh.
...was the trip you took to Seattle with Nick.
All right, that was in April.
Yeah, it's been a while.
That was in April. It's now October.
Yeah. Ooh, look how skinny I was in one of your recent photos. I've gained a lot of weight since then. Great.
So is it Geek Food?
It's Geek Food. Yes. At Geek Food on Instagram if you would like to bug
if
her there.
If you'd like to check out the most recent photos of our family.
Yeah, if you want to check back, you want to relive April 2018. I got some good news for you.
We did. We went to Seattle. We went to Portland and Seattle and drove up there. And so we got to see a lot of cool things on the way. But Seattle's awesome. Loved it.
Nick went with his two deadbeat friends. Just kidding.
That's not cool.
I like those kids.
I really like those kids. They're great.
One of them has no leg. It's a fake leg, right?
Yes.
Yeah, he's got a little wooden leg. And he's.
It's not wooden.
Oh.
It's not the 1800s. It's titanium.
Oh, right. Titanium. Yes. Right. That's a modern metal.
He's really cool. It's Jackson Tyler.
Yeah, he is.
They're awesome.
Oh, look how thin I am in that photo.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't like it. I mean, I do like it, but I don't like how...
You're obsessed.
I am obsessed. All right. That's going to do it. Now, as the tradition holds here on the show, we always leave you guys with a song, which we're going to do now. And that song is in particular of my choosing. And because I get to choose and nobody else does, well, I'm happy to report that I get to play what I want. And today, the choice is my favorite cover of Africa by, who is this? Hold on a second. I forgot who does this.
Is it Weezer?
Oh, Reliant K's version. We've done the Weezer one, and okay. I've done Reliant K before as well.
I know you like that song.
I just think it's the best cover of it. I just love it. It's got energy. It's awesome. It's totally Africa. I'm going to play it now. Don't forget, if you want to find the show and find more stuff about us, go to frogpants.com/TMS. And if you want to support the show, patreon.com/TMS. That's patreon.com/TMS. Keep food on the Johnson table, right, Kim?
That's right.
It was really nice having you here, babe.
Thank you.
Thank you for being on.
So fun.
Yeah, it was a good time. And we'll
thanks, everybody, for listening.
Yeah, we'll make sure to do this again. Here it is. It's Africa. We'll see you guys Wednesday.
Take a light to track me away from you.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
Wahahahaha!